Nancy. How did you know where to find me?
Your mother said you were out in the field. I didn't realise how far out she meant. I'm sorry for what happened at school yesterday. That must have felt dreadful.
Yes. But I realise now I deserved it. I was acting disrespectful and mean.
You were. What are you doing now?
Reading.
Sir Knight of the Splendid Way.
My grandmother gave it to me, and I'm rather enjoying it. But I must confess, I've also been daydreaming.
About what?
About heaven, and what it will be like to go there.
Oh, tell me about it. You know I love your stories.
But this isn't a story. Heaven is real, and Jesus, my captain, will be there. It's just the details that I must imagine right now.
What do you imagine heaven looks like?
Look yonder. See the sky over the mountains? I think something like that. Pink and gold with wispy clouds.
It's beautiful. How do you think you'll get there?
I picture it as such. I'm reading in a field just like this, and I hear a rustling behind me.
A lion?
No, an angel. A beautiful white angel, dressed in shiny splendour, with feathery wings. He has eyes like the Colonel's, and hair like Sally White's.
Flaxen, my mother calls it.
Flaxen, then. And the angel says, "Don't be afraid." Because that's how angels always start conversations.
And are you afraid?
No. But I might be braver than most people. And then he says, "Teddy, I've come to fetch you for heaven." I stand up and he steps closer. "You haven't always been a good soldier, but the captain says he wants you. Come along and take off your hat."
The angel sounds a bit like your grandmother.
Then I get up and sit myself between his wings and put my arms around his neck, and he begins to go up. I see my mother and grandmother, and I wave at them. Mother throws a kiss and calls out, "Give my love to Father." And away we go, over our fields and across the high road, and over Farmer Green's fields, and higher we fly, until the mountains over there look like purple blotches.
Do let me go too. I want to be on the angel's back with you.
Perhaps you can follow behind on another angel. I'm not quite sure he can carry us both, and I don't want to be dropped. After we get up high through the clouds, I see the gates. So tall I can't see the tops of them. And they're covered with jewels, like Mrs. Graham wears on her fingers.
Mother thinks she wears too many.
And two more angels come and open the gates wide. And in front of me are hundreds of angels with trumpets, and they play like the soldiers' band.
Except I hope they're in tune.
Shh, this is the best part. They lead me up 100 steps. And at the top is the captain. I can't tell you what he looks like, but I feel what he's like. He puts his hand on my head and says, "Well done, Teddy." And then I take hold of his hand, and I think I cry a bit, because he gets on his knees and wipes my tears, and he keeps smiling at me.
You're crying now.
He takes me up in his arms, and he carries me into the most beautiful garden there ever was. The benches are made of roses, and if you want to sleep, the pillows are made up of violets. There's a crystal blue river, and trees full of apples and plums and pears. You can hardly see the riverbanks because they are covered in strawberries.
How lovely.
And there, sitting on a bench, is Father. He runs to me and swings me around, and he laughs a great big booming laugh, and he shows me the little white boats we can row down the river, and the bears and lions that you can ride on all day, and they won't bite you, but only lick your face.
I want to go to heaven.
Have you enlisted yet?
I'm not going to be a soldier.
But I talked to Reverend Upton, And he says sailors can be in the captain's army too. But you must be willing to sign up for life and fight your enemy.
You have an enemy?
Yes. I call him Bully. And you'd have one too. It's dreadful having an enemy. Why, I've had 2 battles today already.
What sort of battles?
Well, one was when Grandmother brought in fresh honey from a hive and put it on a plate in the kitchen. "Don't eat any, Teddy," she said, and then went back outside. And Bully said, "Just put one finger in it." And I had to fight him very hard over that, but I ran away out of the room.
I don't think I like that sort of fighting.
I wish you'd give yourself to God as his soldier.
I think I like being naughty best. Oh, I nearly forgot why I came to find you in the first place.
What is it?
My father. He's coming to visit for a few days. He'll be here tomorrow, and you'll get to see what a grand officer he is.
My father was an officer.
So's my father.
My father was a sergeant.
My father's an admiral and gives orders to all the sailors, and they have to do what he tells them.
My father led his soldiers through a battle.
Well, my father will fight in 20 battles before he dies, and your father only fought in 1.
My father is in heaven, and that's the grandest place to be. Bully was nearly getting angry with you. You're such a dreadful girl for making me quarrel with you.
You won't let me say my father is as good as yours.
He isn't better. Let's say they are the same.
Then, if you like, you can join us for lunch tomorrow.